Sheena Gatehouse is supervisor of the Misdemeanor Prosecution Unit at the District Attorney's Office. She explains the charges against 18-year-old Dontavius Newton and 20-year-old Maggie Horton.
The defendant and the person he was alleged to have associated with were seen together. That in and of itself is the crime. It doesn't have to be associated with another crime. Just seeing those two individuals, those two gang members together, is the crime.
Because they were seen together in January, they were arrested and charged with a low-level misdemeanor for violating the injunction. Horton pleaded guilty, and Newton's case went to trial in early April. Both were ordered to pay $180 in court costs, and a judge said they must stay employed or go to school. Horton and Newton were among two dozen adults and teenagers identified as gang members in a lawsuit CMPD filed in August, seeking an injunction to prevent them from being together. The only exceptions are school, office, and church settings. Gatehouse with the district attorney's office says she expects to see more of these criminal cases pop up.
We're trying to prohibit these people involved in this gang who tend to have a propensity to commit other crimes from spending time together, hanging out together, and being together when crimes are committed. So it could have an impact on that particular community.
The injunction is only valid for 1 year, so it expires in August. The city will have to go before a judge again to continue the injunction. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.